Let me speak to Joby, who's on this line, the great Joby Fox. Joby, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
All well with you, Joby. Joby, we've spoken to you a number of times on the programme about the humanitarian work you're doing down in and around Greece. I just wanted an update on it, Joby. How is it going at the moment? You're under additional pressure, I see, from some of the postings you have on social media.
Yes, indeed. I just spent the week down there, Frank. The idea was we have a team down there anyhow. We had a few issues with our engine, and I thought I'd go down and, give everybody a bit of a G up and get the boat back in the water. And that should be happening today or tomorrow. And it was a rough week. It was none of us really got much sleep. There is refugees coming. However, it's about three or four boats a week, by average, three, four, five, possibly, which is a bit of a kind of a dilemma at the same time, because there are a few other groups down there who provide the same kind of service. Now, they're pulling back. They're all, because for financial reasons and all sorts of reasons, that they're pulling back. So I think we're really just coming in their own too. That, we're keeping that cover down there on the island of Lesbos.
Yes, for people who weren't fully aware of what you're talking about, of course, this is a life-saving boat that you operate in and around Lesbos for people who are refugees who sadly end up in the water.
That's correct. It's between that crossing between Turkey and Greece, which is about 10 kilometres, and it has been the bulk of the crossings in that Aegean area, a sea, the bulk of it. Like last year, for example, there was 2,500, about a quarter of a million arrivals on that route. So, and many deaths. It's been pretty horrific. The whole year's been pretty horrific, and we're keeping that cover there because every life counts, Frank, and many of these people are women and children, and they need our support, and that's why we're there. We call it Refugee Rescue. If anybody really wants to know more about it, you can go to refugeerescue.co.uk, and you will find all the information you need.
Yeah, you're not interested in the politics surrounding this. You simply want to save lives that are literally at risk.
That's correct. We're from all four corners of the world, our volunteers, so we're not interested in that. We are distinctly a humanitarian organisation, and we keep our heads out of it, and we carry on and go about our business. And I'm sure when you referenced my Facebook post there, I'm sure you're referring to my recent I was assaulted really by a Greek Coast Guard on the dock two days ago.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. Tell me more about that, Joby.
Well, actually, more recently there are, for commercial reasons, on the island of Lesbos, the business owners, they've insisted now that the refugees are intercepted at sea, which is a bit bigger and trickier. Instead of landing them on the shore, you're imagining, rubber dinghies, poor quality, full of people, many women and children, on the sea, getting bored.
Yeah, unfortunately, the line's gone down there as far as Joby's concerned, but he's leading round to obviously telling us about the new system that's in place. He's trying to get the people to a safer port and to transfer them onto land, and falling foul of at least one member of the Greek Coast Guard who he crossed swords with to some extent. Right, it's gone a quarter to ten. Joby's main point being the pressure, the stress, and I suppose the angst is ongoing in that area. It seems to have moved away from the news, but there are people still risking their lives, and people like Joby and the boat, which was provided through voluntary donations and indeed through the generosity of one particular artist. The work that they do with that boat is ongoing. Joby, I think you're back. Just finish the story there about the people being intercepted at sea.
Yeah, intercepted at sea, and they're re-traumatized there. And we had a boat just the other day came in to land, and we went down to assist on the dock and just to back people up, and we weren't met with we weren't welcomed there, and a lot of the Coast Guard, and they have hard kind of muscle, if you like, and they were shouting at the people, they were shouting at the refugees, they were giving them a real hard time. And I happened to mention to somebody who was standing in close proximity to me that I thought it was a disgrace. I didn't realise I was actually in close enough proximity to another Greek Coast Guard official who launched an attack on me. So, you know, he threatened to kill me and everything. He had to be trailed off by his own security. I'm happy to say I stood my ground, and that was the case. He was off he went. But it shows you the level of tension, and it was it frightened frightened the refugees who were all scared of their wits anyway. You know, the whole thing, the whole emphasis down there is with the Greek Coast Guard and the border guards is on security, and they're not the humanitarian aspects don't seem to be coming across at all.
So some critics, and we've had critics of you on this program before, they will say that you're compromising security by being so involved.
Well, I would say to them, go and look at the UN stats and see 31% of them are children, and I think it's around about 20% is women, and sort of half is men, and they're all from various places, Syria, Afghanistan, places like that. I would always argue that if you take any selection of people, 100,000 people, and or a million people, you're going to get it's the same dynamic as you would have here in Europe. You know, you take any selection of people, you're going to have the same dynamic. There might be a few criminals, there might be a few this, that, and the other thing, but you know, at the end of the day, that's the argument. You know, do you collectively punish people for the actions of a few? And I think that's just a right wing propaganda thing, really, to be honest.
Okay, Joby, thank you. Lots of support for Joby and the work that he does.